Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Hi, guys. This is Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we got a lot to talk about. What's going on with Ukraine, the Grammys, NCAA football, a lot going on. But one headline that piqued my interest, right, which I think is something that just came out of left field, is apparently GOP leaders in Congress are being accused of having orgies and cocaine fests. And did you guys hear about Orgygate? Okay, yeah, you guys got to hear about this. So I guess Representative Madison Cawthorn, a North Carolina Republican, has allegedly exposed GOP leaders in Congress, have invited him to, I guess, orgies, and he saw them do a, quote, key bump of cocaine. And he contends that Netflix House of Cards, right? Remember that show in the House of Cards, Kevin Spacey? Very similar to what really happens in Washington. Now, I wouldn't be surprised if, you know, people at parties, the whole orgy thing, I get confused about. And I want you guys to help me clarify that, because I just don't get how an orgy works, and I'll tell you why. But anyway, House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, who's also Republican, spoke with Cawthorn, who's only 26, about the remarks that he made on the Warrior Poets Society. And he said that Cawthorn changed his story in their meeting, asserting that he did not tell the truth. All right. So I think I'm not exactly sure what's going on here. He says this is unacceptable. There is no evidence to this. There very well could be further action taken against Cawthorn. He did not tell the truth. Now, I haven't been watching the back and forth, you know, some people say he retracted, some people said he didn't, some people said he thought he saw cocaine across the room. That's not why I want to talk about this. The reason I want to talk about this is because I really don't understand what happens at an orgy. And I know everybody says, well, just go to one. I don't want to. Because, all right, I don't get it. So, all right, I guess it's a bunch of people having sex in a room. Now, I mean, I like a bed. Does that mean you have tons of beds? I mean, how does that work? Does somebody bring in a whole bunch of beds? Is there food? Do you serve food? Because you obviously get hungry. I mean, you need to hydrate. When you have sex, you lose a lot of, like, you know, you perspire, right? You need fluids. Is there like a water boy? Is there somebody that will, you know, hydrate you? Like, you know, on the football field, there's the people that will squeeze the water, right? And that'll give, you know, I mean, you know, you got to stay hydrated. Who manages, who handles the evites, the invites? How is that done with such discretion? And this is also what I don't understand. I am assuming that if you do have, let's say, an orgy and a bunch of people having sex in the room, it's kind of loud, it's noisy. Now, maybe I'm wrong, but every time I have sex, whoever I've had sex with has told me, you know, not to talk. They say, you know, this is okay, just, you know, thank you, but you don't have to comment anymore. And so I'm under the impression that you're supposed to be quiet. If you're supposed to be quiet, then how are you in a room full of people, like, making noise or I don't know, you know, screaming in Elvish if they're imagining a Lord of the Rings sort of scenario, which I think really helps, by the way. You know, how is everybody staying quiet? My guess is they're not staying quiet. And then how doesn't that affect your groove? I mean, if you're having sex and somebody is, like, saying something, like, let's say they're all in football terms. I wouldn't mind hearing football terms, but somebody's like, yeah, you're in the red zone. You're in the red zone. Don't fumble, don't fumble, don't fumble. Kick it, kick it. I don't know, whatever they would be saying, right? You know, but wouldn't that kind of crimp your style? Wouldn't, I don't get that. I mean, do you have rules? Do you have game plans? And here's the other thing, too. You know, when you're done, don't you want to sleep? That's why I'm very interested in the bed scenario. Because, yeah, I know someone's like, well, there's a couch and there's a coffee table. I don't know how you separate everybody, you know, who gets what. Because, I mean, you know, afterwards you want to sleep, don't you? So what, you don't fall asleep? And then who's on cleanup? That's what I want. Because, you know, if somebody, I don't, the reason why I don't see how these things happen is because somebody has to host. And I don't see how that's an advantage to you. That's got to be very messy. Well, that's why no couch. See, I wouldn't do the couch or any of the furniture. I would then say, well, here, use bedding with laundry so that we could just all take the laundry. And but I don't get how they do it. I really don't get how they do it. And then if we go back to Congress, is this what stimulus package means? I mean, is this what we're spending money on? Is this where our taxpayer dollars are going? For them to have sex parties and cocaine? And the problem I have with this, and you know, is you have a young Republican representative go up against the bigger ones. And, you know, I don't see how this was just pulled out of someone's rectum peritoneum. There's got to be some reference here, and you know, and I'm not saying it's true, everyone's innocent until proven guilty, but this is kind of an odd story to just randomly come out, unless he thought he saw something. I guess it was in a parking garage. He thought he saw somebody using cocaine in a parking garage. Okay, that's way different than an orgy. Now, I understand people have sex in a parking garage, but that doesn't necessarily mean it's a congressional, look, you know, let's all, you know, here, should we invite Nancy Pelosi? No, let's not invite Nancy Pelosi. You know, should we invite, yeah, I don't get it. I just don't get it. So my recommendations to you all is if you do want to enhance your sex life, don't have other people in the room. Okay? Now, I get it. Sometimes you want to have sex with somebody else. So you're like, okay, look, what I'll do is I'll bring my partner. Like, for example, let's say there was a Lord of the Rings. I'm not saying this for me, but let's say there was a Lord of the Rings reunion. You know, and you heard that Viggo Mortensen was there, and he's like, yeah, why not? Let's do this. I can understand saying, oh, yeah, that sounds fun. But other than that, I really don't see the gain in it, and I'd personally like my tax dollars to not be spent on that, especially the cleanup. 1-877-DOT-BELLY, don't go away. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-8 formula. Sorry, you know we're going to be talking about formula. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right. So I am going to put this one on Facebook Live. We got our Facebook Live back, so hoo-hoo. All right, so here we go. This is going to be now this is kind of scary for a lot of moms, so we need to talk about it. Okay, let me see. Causes parents to scramble. I'm trying to come up now with a very politically correct sort of titles, because which is another thing we need to talk about. It's this change in how you can't say, you know, mom or dad or birthing parent, or nobody knows what to call parents anymore. We've really kind of kind of put ourselves in this position where now you're damned if you do, damned if you don't. So if you say, okay, well, you know, what are moms going to do? Okay, I'm a mom, so I'll say moms. Well, moms aren't the only people that take care of kids. You have dads to take care of kids. Oh, you're right, you're right. Yeah, absolutely, right. I'm not going to debate that. You know, dads take care of kids too. Yeah, but, you know, are dads male figures? Are they female figures? And that's been now, you know, open to discussion with you know, transgender versus cisgender. And so this push to use birthing parent, to use, you know, birthing, what did they call it? They called it, I think, you the one who gave birth was the birthing parent, but the one that supplied the sperm was, I guess, just called a parent. That's, we really need to figure this out. I think we're going to be insulting more people than not. It's very interesting now where we have this divide of women's rights and progressiveness as it comes to women and women being able to excel at a job, excel at sports. But with transgender athletics and competition among cis women and trans women have now, you know, if you thought things couldn't be more progressive, it gets more progressive when you start to introduce, well, wait a second, anybody who wants to be a woman and identifies as a woman is a woman, which means if a cis woman, you know, is not good enough, then, you know, she's not good enough. And cis women have been trying to kind of, you know, be in their own, soccer league and in their own basketball league and in their own. So I don't know as a doctor where we're going from here. I know in medicine, people are tripping all over each other on how to do this. I don't want to lack attention and minimize focus on somebody's body parts that could turn cancerous. So if somebody has ovaries, I need to know about it. If somebody has testicles, I need to know about it. And so I'm going to make sure my note documents that this is a 35-year-old female that has ovaries or has testicles. Because I, as a doctor, I'm responsible. You know, and I want that person to live. I don't want to be missing a cancer or missing a prostate cancer or missing a breast cancer. And so if you say this is a 36-year-old person with female genitalia, somebody finds that wrong. If you say this is a 35-year-old female who's cis, somebody might find that offensive. If you say this is a 40-year-old trans female who has a prostate, I think that might be the most legal way to do it. But it's you know, one thing that doctors have been very frustrated about is if they are trying to make a woke sort of note that doesn't look like it offends anybody, are they going to get sued if another doctor looks at their note and doesn't realize what body parts could be inside that body? The reason why we say human and male in medicine is because of the assumption, which I get why there's going to be some change, but when you have male or female, you immediately go, okay, I have to remember that there are body parts that could be involved. So if somebody comes in with abdominal bloating, if they're a female, you need to think of ovarian cancer. If they're a male, then you might think of more IBS. But if they are a trans male, you need to know that there are ovaries there that could be cancerous. So, we'll see where this goes. I understand that I have actually always disagreed with the fact that all the parental credit went to mommy. Now, I think dad, I couldn't have raised my kids without my husband. I think dads have been marginalized and not receiving the appreciation they get. And so I think we do have to realize that the parents are a team. If a family is able to have a team of parents, not to mention the step parents, the siblings, you know, it takes a village to parent a child. But we are going to have to make sure that we have a process that doesn't end up insulting people, you know, as we try to avoid the landmines of political incorrectness, like what Lancet did, bodies with vagina. You just objectified women. And I understand they were trying to be woke and they were trying to, you know, not say woman versus man. But, you know, when you call a person, you know, well, those people over there are just people with vaginas. It you know, I mean, you know, women like to be women, you know. A cis woman, a trans woman, we want to be a woman for a reason. Just like men want to be men for a reason, cis or trans. So we need to be very, very careful where we go from here. Okay, so next I want to talk about what's happening with baby formula. So I don't know if you guys have noticed, but with the supply chain crisis, we about a year ago were starting to notice that we had baby formula issues. And these baby formula issues were really, really of a concern to parents. And then on top of that, there was a recall. Remember we talked to you guys about an Abbott recall where Similac, Elicare, I think Alimentum, certain baby formulas, let me actually get the brands for you guys, were recalled because of Crotobacter, Nakazaki, and I think it was Salmonella Newport were found in some of the formulas. And in fact, I think there was a couple babies here in Las Vegas, Nevada, that ended up getting infected. And so Abbott recalled Similac, Alimentum. Let me see what other brands we have here. Elicare and some related baby formulas because of the Crotobacter Sakazaki and the Salmonella Newport that was found. So the problem with formulas is once you find one for your baby that works, you don't want to change, you don't want to mess with it. And we have moms that are having issues trying to find formula. Now, ideally, breast milk is the best. You know, if you can breastfeed, that's wonderful. But sometimes you can't breastfeed, or sometimes you aren't making enough. And so we supplement with formula. One thing I'm worried about is what moms are doing, or parents are doing, is they might be panicking and make their own formula or just go to whole milk or milk. We don't give whole milk to an infant until they're a year old, because the infant needs nutrition. And these formulas are very highly formulated to give proper nutrition. And so you can't just give whole milk to a baby under 1 year old. They're going to be malnourished. And don't be doing skim milk to a one-year-old, because the child does need the fat in the milk. So we don't even think about low-fat milk until they're after two. But when they're below 1 year old or they're an infant still, they need either breast milk or formula. So if you are finding that the formula is in short supply because of either supply chain issues or because of the recall, there's a few things you can do. One is contact your pediatrician or your family medicine provider, because they might be able to also know or have samples of formula. Also, they might be able to tell you what you could change too. Right? Some of these are cow milk based, some soy based, some protein hydrolyzed. There's different formulations and there's different brands of each. And so you could go from, you know, one brand to another. I mean, it might be a little bit of a adjustment, but if they're similar in terms of that class, you could do that. The other thing is not all formulas have been recalled. Only ones with certain numbers and certain letters. So double check with your provider or the company, Abbott, to see if that formula is even recalled. Because if not, you could still use it. You could also go from powder to liquid. But there are options. 1-877-DOLLY, don't go away. I could shut this off. So, Facebook Live.
Silver. Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Sacramento Police Chief Kathy Lester said Sunday that multiple shooters were involved in an early morning violence in which six people were killed and 12 were wounded right down the street from the California Capitol.
We know that a large fight took place just prior to the shootings, and we have confirmed that there are multiple shooters.
No arrests have been made. Russia's war crimes in Ukraine have been discovered in the town of Bucha, about 21 miles from the Ukrainian capital, Kyiv. As Russian soldiers are accused of rape, executions, and genocide, President Zelensky continues to call on the world for help.
Indeed, this is genocide. The elimination of the whole nation and the people. We are the citizens of Ukraine. We have more than 100 nationalities. This is about the destruction and extermination of all these nationalities.
USA Radio News. And then there were two. March Madness championship game is tonight as Kansas takes on North Carolina. Title 42 allowed Border Patrol to reject illegal immigrants from entering the country, a policy started by President Trump. Now, President Biden appears ready to open the southern border to anybody that wants to get into the country.
The Biden administration will soon end a key COVID-19 era border policy, with the CDC announcing the Title 42 public health order will end on May 23rd. Speaking on ABC's This Week, White House Chief of Staff Ron Klain weighs in about the importance of processing asylum claims.
I think the goal for everyone should be to make sure those asylum claims, those claims of people fleeing persecution, are heard in a prompt way. Those who deserve protection from persecution get that protection. Those who don't are promptly sent back to where they came from.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Three states this morning dropped lawsuits to stop the Biden administration. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. I'm not going to talk about the Grammys yet. One of you had a comment on the Grammys. Yes, Bruno Mars is, some of you are confused. Bruno Mars is now in Silk Duo. He had actually pivoted, very cool, and kind of made this is now kind of a team one best album. There's definitely been some changes. We'll talk about that. But I want to first talk about The Title 42. Okay. So what has been going on, which I get as a physician, I get, all right? The CDC had the Title 42 isn't necessarily a Trump or Biden law. It's from the CDC. And what it does is it allows us from a public health angle or a public health position to interject in other laws or other policies. And so when everything was going down with COVID and people weren't allowed to go into a restaurant, people weren't allowed to go to school, people weren't allowed to go to work, the topic came up as it related to COVID. Well, then why are then people coming across the border without being tested, without being vaccinated? I mean, if we are going to lock down and impose all these restrictions on American citizens, then why aren't we doing it on non-American citizens? So Title 42 had us in this state of public health emergency, if you will, preventing more flow of infectious disease, i.e. COVID, from coming across the border. Now, the reason why Title 42 is expiring is because we have as a country have said, okay, we're not in pandemic state. We're living with COVID. We have vaccines. We have medications. We're starting to get better masks. Many of us have hybrid immunity, and hybrid immunity seems to be the strongest, where you have both vaccine and natural immunity. So then why all the restrictions on the schools? Why restrictions on businesses? Why restrictions on flights? Well, then, on that same vein, Title 42 then is, okay, well, then if we're going to reverse all that, then we have to also reverse Title 42. So that's why, even though the policy was implemented by the Trump administration during the pandemic, it was something that had been used and had kind of given, especially our Border Patrol agents, a little bit of a reprieve, because they were having surges of migrants come in from Mexico, other parts of Central America, Latin America, South America, coming up, and the Title 42 said, look, you know, we have a public health crisis. So with that being rescinded from a COVID front, all right, and from a COVID focus, does it still apply if we're having caravans coming in? If we're having refugees from Afghanistan, refugees from Ukraine, does Title 42 then still apply? Now, I'm not the President of the United States, and I don't want to be the President of the United States. But the one thing that I have been saying since day one is COVID is not the only illness out there. And we've been speaking about how even I think it was Javier Becerra, HHS Secretary, had even said, look, one in five migrants coming to the United States are sick. They have something. And we spoke about how many refugees can have tuberculosis, hepatitis, HIV. Ukraine has one of the highest percentages of multiple drug-resistant tuberculosis. Now, I'm not saying don't let refugees in, but we have to have some control. If we're going to be taking people who are devastated by the war, and I don't want them turned away, like sadly, you know, people were during World War II. I want us to be able to take people who need help. But multiple drug-resistant tuberculosis, that's some scary stuff. And that's just one of many illnesses that could be coming. When we were dealing with this measles outbreak that was allegedly focused at Disneyland, and I guess I don't know if we ever had a lot of clarity on it, but some of the theories around it was you had a bunch of people from out of the country that came to Disneyland, and despite people being vaccinated, there was this cluster of new measles cases. So our vaccines, we don't necessarily include tuberculosis vaccine. You know, we have a tuberculosis vaccine, but we don't necessarily give it to Americans. Maybe that's something we need to prepare for. You know, I spoke about this last year, how as people are coming through, illegal or legally, If they aren't medically vetted, like we used to do at Ellis Island, then we don't know what diseases are coming in. It's all been about COVID. Well, I get why COVID was a focus, but there's so many other illnesses. You know, there's also mental illness. We're being told that some people were sex offenders. I mean, you know, are we letting people in over the border that could rape, that could be pedophiles, that, you know, these are public health concerns. So the question then comes up is how many immigrants coming in then constitutes a public health concern? Now, if we have a very methodical process where they're coming in very consistently, you examine one either gets treated. I understand it's going to end up costing us money, but then once we feel they're well, once we feel they're on their medications, they're going to be compliant with their medications, and we have a plan. Okay, well, fine. This is where you're going to be. We're going to watch you. If at all you don't stick to your medication plan, and we think you're spreading disease, then okay, we're going to have to deport you. We don't have that time. It would be nice to do that, but we're not. We are having thousands upon thousands of people, even as we speak, start to now come towards the border because they're expecting at the end of May no more Title 42, and they'll be able to come in. Does that constitute a public health threat? Does that constitute a safety threat? Now, mind you, I want to be there for asylum seekers. That's what America is. It was founded on, being here for people, you know, who are in fear of what their government could do to them. We want to be that home of safety. But we're only safe for other people if we're safe. You're only healthy to other people if you're healthy. You know, that's what I have to teach medical students. I go, look, you know, don't let yourself get sick, because you being sick now gives us two patients, the patient and you. It is your duty to make sure that you're well so you can take care of others. But you going, oh, I want to sacrifice myself. Well, now you're a victim, and now we have to take care of you too. So same thing. If we only have a big enough boat, the more people you add onto the boat, eventually the boat's going to sink. And so we need to realize that we could have a flood of immigrants, but a lack of management, a lack of control, a lack of personnel, a lack of security at the border, a lack of a proper protocol will be a public health threat. I love the idea of immigrants coming in, but you need to protect the border. You need to vet those immigrants, and we need to make sure they don't have, directives from somebody who has their family hostage. You know, we have all these single men coming over. Okay, all these single men are coming, and I get it. If I was single, you know, I get it. But do they have directives to do something? You know, is it because their family has been taken hostage, and if they don't do what the Taliban or cartel wants them to do, their family dies? Have we vetted them? They might be innocent, but what's the situation surrounding it? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes, too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So let me paraphrase this one email. One of our listeners has some roommates. All of them have been sick. Well, it's been mild, but with some fever. Yet all their at-home COVID tests are negative. Is there anything else other than COVID that's going on right now? Okay, that's it. Yeah, and I don't think it means that in jest. I think he's like, you know, could this be something else? So I really commend you all for your patience throughout this whole flipping pandemic. It's been crazy. This has been rough. And before COVID existed, you could get a cold. You could get a flu. You could get a stomach bug. Now, you got nausea, you got COVID. You have a headache, it's COVID. I'm tired, COVID. I have a sore throat, COVID. You know, I'm coughing, COVID. I didn't finish my sentence, COVID. But diarrhea, COVID. It's been very, very frustrating. Now, why has it been all about COVID, 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 COVID? Well, how nature works and how these bugs work is you have millions, zillions of things out there. And so you are being bombarded by viruses and bacteria all the time. I know some of you stay at home. You're like, I'm only at home and I'm only listening to the Dr. Dahlia show. Yay, that's pretty good, Dave. But that's still not going to save you, okay? Yeah, you'll still get the headache, exactly, and maybe even the nausea. But you're bombarded with things in nature. Nature's job, remember, your job might be like, man, I want to get this person to notice me, or I want to get a date, or I want to get a deal at Costco. You have different drives, right? Because you have your food in the refrigerator. You got some gum in the bottom seat of your car. But viruses and bacteria, they have a whole different agenda. Okay, they have to propagate. They have to... That's their evolutionary drive. All they have to do is find a host and propagate. And that is all they are going to do until they die. Some of them only last a few minutes. Some of them might last a while. But their job is to just live. It's a much stronger drive than you or I. And so when it tries to latch onto a host, right, it has to, it doesn't have a nice, easy freeway or path. There's tons of other viruses. One of its same genus, of its same species, even of another genus or species, maybe even of another type or family. And so there's a competition for you all the time. People, these bugs, these pathogens are competing for you all the time. COVID, the reason why COVID became a pandemic is COVID became strong. There was an inner strength. Now, many people were thinking, okay, well, you know what? COVID just causes some sniffles. COVID's not that big a deal to me. None of my family really got sick. I'm not going to worry about it. Okay, assuming nobody died from COVID, and they did. We've had over 1 million deaths from COVID, right? But assuming when you have a dominant strain, that is very significant in medicine. Because if we see so many people are getting sick from this one entity, that means this one entity is able to, one, outsmart your body, but two, outsmart all the other pathogens. That's concerning. And that's why public health officials are so concerned. I get it. I think they over-concerned. I think there was overreach. I think many of the things we did in light of it are wrong. I am not a fan of mandates. But the reason why we do vaccinate and the reason why we do have this push to protect people is you had a virus that not only for 1 month or one season became dominant, but this sucker has made variants that have also been dominant. Now, I know you guys are like, okay, wait a second. Why is Dahlia now all of a sudden trying to bring the scare factor in? I'm not trying to scare you guys at all. I'm just trying to explain what the hell happened the last few years and why there was such a big deal around COVID. I understand there's been a lot of theories because of elections and because of, you know, fear and then, you know, forcing an election to then go paper and that allowed other opportunities. I get that there's all those theories out, you know, and that's not for us to debate on the show. But I do have to tell you, as a doctor, I've never seen anything like this. I've never seen a virus outsmart a whole season, let alone its variants and multiple seasons. That's what the sucker is doing. I mean, each year we get the flu, yeah, and we get our flu shot, and it might outsmart the flu shot. Some people might still get the flu. And we kind of have pretty predictable numbers. This sucker is unpredictable. It's just unpredictable. And so adding more insult to injury is, I think, our home tests aren't as accurate as they need to be. So in the midst of this pandemic, when we were testing and people at home test, you would have a family of four where two people tested positive, two people tested negative. And they all had the same symptoms. Now, could it be there was another cold that those other two had? Could it be that the test wasn't done right? Could it be that you know, these tests were designed for the wild type and not designed for baby Omicron, which we now have? So to answer my listener's question, are there any other illnesses going on right now? All we're hearing about is COVID. I think there are other viruses, rhinovirus, there's influenza, there is still flu. You know, there are other things out there, but just because you all tested negative on those home tests that came from China, I can't say you're COVID negative. And so, you know, it's nice to know what's out there because we have all these rules on COVID, but eventually we're going to have to say, look, you know, if you're sick, don't get on the plane. If you're not sick, you know, everybody kind of has to deal with you know, what naturally happens. Sadly, you know, we're bombarded with rhinoviruses and noroviruses and enteroviruses and adenoviruses and staph bacteria and salmonella and listeria and all sorts of stuff. We don't want to get sick, but the reason why we get exposed to these things is so our body builds up an immune system. I wish this was simpler. I wish we didn't freak out like we did with COVID. But keep in mind, one of the reasons why we might have freaked out from a public standpoint was, one, people were dying, and we didn't know what the heck this was. But also, number two is, maybe the government knows exactly where this came from. And if this did come from China, and I've always believed it to be a leak in a lab. You know, they were working on SARS. They've had lab leaks before in China. So to me, it was, you know, come on, this is the third time this has happened. Even though this is the first time everybody heard about COVID. But you know, maybe the reason why the government's like, whoa, lock us down. Get that vaccine. The vaccine was turned around, you know, within a month or two. Even though we didn't have the vaccine, but in terms of the code for it, I mean, it was... It's lickety split. Maybe it's because we knew. Maybe the government knew this whole time. You know, maybe when the NIH was working with the Wuhan Institute of Virology, they already had data that they could tap into. So it's yes, there are other things out there, but still the most dominant is COVID. Fantastic question. Keep them coming. 1-877 Doc Sally.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.